On Binghamton University Week, do you give to charitable causes at the register? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lauren Dula, assistant professor of public administration, explores this phenomenon.
From supermarkets to retail, people in the United States are used to being asked for donations while making in-person or online purchases. Checkout charity campaigns raised almost $750 million in 2022. Some leading charitable causes retailers have recently championed are relief efforts in Ukraine, Children's Miracle Network hospitals, and the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. As a researcher focused on nonprofit management and charitable fundraising, my colleague Dr. Ruth Hansen of the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater and I wanted to know more about those who say yes to giving at the checkout, which we call impulse giving. We surveyed nearly 1,400 American adults to ask about impulse giving. Over half the respondents said they had given to charity within the past year while paying for purchases. Those who give say they donate about $50 a year. Among those who donate, the most common form of donating is rounding up their total to the nearest dollar. Another popular form was adding an amount, such as a dollar, to their order. Our survey found that women and Black respondents were the top giving demographics with Checkout Charity. Middle-class individuals under 50 who have not attended college were also more likely to donate. These patterns contrast with formal donors, or those who give directly to charitable organizations, who are usually older, higher-earning college graduates. While there is still more to study, the total raised from checkout campaigns has increased yearly since 2012. However, the frequency of donation requests at checkout may lead to complacency or annoyance. The numbers could take a dip when impulse giving isn't so impulsive anymore, and no thanks will become easier to say.
That was Lauren Dula of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.